next item under old business is 11,718. It's the land of Charles H. Hayes Jr. Seeks a variance to reduce the side yard and front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And again, this was, the record was closed and tabled at the last meeting.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll open the floor up for your discussion, and I'll start this time with you, Mr. Rickard. And this is where the gentleman wanted to build the...
This is a proposed dwelling, right?
Yep.
It's not been built yet, correct?
That's correct. And the 2,400 square foot on this lot. And I think there was a...
In this case, I also agree that he hasn't, the applicant hasn't convinced me that they're not creating their own problem here because of the fact that they can redesign their building, I believe, to not encroach into the setbacks. Or again, can it otherwise be developed? Yes, it can. And on these two past, the other case, in this case, I'm hanging my hat on that. They haven't convinced me that they can't do something with something like this other than asking for a variance. They can cut this thing back or redesign it so it would fit in the building envelope. Or even, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Mr. Rutzman.
I believe I would agree with Mr. Rickards in this case.
Okay. Mr. Mill?
This is the one with the small square footage and the small footprint, right?
They wanted the 2,400 square foot on. The question raised to them that they could. I think you, I wrote it down, he could do it, but he didn't within three stories.
Right.
So this is a typical in that area that he, you know, that he needed. One question. Yeah, that's the one, Mr. Mills. So.
This lot was approximately 50 by 100 feet.
Right.
And the dwelling was approximately 2,400 square feet, two story.
Yeah, but he could. He could, but he didn't want to go up the.
His buildable footprint.
Right.
And of course, the first floor. It's not really buildable, or ground level, I guess I should say.
Right. But there again.
So that is a limiting factor.
But he still would have reasonable use of it. He could, because he hadn't built it yet. He could go, but he didn't want to go up to that height, he said, or go up three stories.
Right.
Because that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to build. So there again, that's sure. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Workman.
I agree with Bud. I think it's a proposed dwelling. I think he can make that fit in that footprint. And once you got, the only choice you got to go up.
Right.
I mean, I have no problem. I don't agree with this.
Right.
I think he can make it.
All right. Is there any further discussion then? Any member have any? If not, and if you're ready to vote, then now Chair will entertain a motion. On case number 11,718.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,718. For the reasons I had said, I believe the applicant can certainly redesign his house to fit it into the building envelope, and it's being created by the applicant the way it's presented, and it can otherwise be developed.
Okay, excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,718. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,718 is denied. Hey, gentlemen, that's all of the old business.